Listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN. I'm Desiree Moses. I am so thrilled to be joined by Ellie and Joel from Wolf Alice. They're joining me via Zoom from the UK. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So Wolf Alice, nominated for a Grammy for Best Rock Performance in 2016, won the Mercury Prize in 2018 for the album Visions of a Life. Last album, Blue Weekend, came out in 2021, and then they won the Brit Award for British Group of the Year in 2022. Back in August, Wolf Alice released their fourth studio album, The Clearing, which we've enjoyed spinning on WNRN. They toured the States behind the release. We're going to hear some live tracks from their show at First Avenue in Minneapolis later on in our conversation. But first, I wanted to dig in by just talking about the ethos behind going into the recording of this record. So, Ellie, I read that you were inspired by the Beatles, Get Back. What about their approach inspired you, or what were you all drawing from there for your own writing process?
Yeah, I think I was just inspired by the fact that they were all just so normal and we're just in a room together bickering and arguing about what to have for lunch and then occasionally noodling on a piano or guitar and making these like lovely songs. And I was like, oh, you know, sometimes you think you don't know the formula to writing a song. You see yourself kind of mirrored in the like silliness of just another group of friends making music. You're like, oh, maybe there is no formula, and like just go and get in a room, make some music, and just felt excited to do that. And like watching them like on all their instruments, you know, rather than like sometimes you know, there's no right or wrong way, but I was felt excited to go get into a room and sit down with an instrument instead of like, I think previously you've been focused on like producing your demos or your songs on the computer and like really honing in on the details of the sounds rather than like this time around felt you wanting to hone in on the details of the songwriting.
This being your fourth record and being at this juncture in your career, how has that changed your relationship to the music or to each other as a band?
I think for me, we were so focused on the songwriting as like this core, like heart beating heart of the record. And for me previously, I get so tangled up in production and sounds and things, kind of what Ellie was saying a second ago, it felt like a bit of a fresh start for me. And in the way I've kind of maybe view how I look at the piano or the guitar much more as a vital thing rather than for a few years, I looked at the computer too much. So it's been, that felt like a really fresh take for me, you know, this far into our career and something that I think will prove like one of the most important stepping stones for when we go further.
We're speaking with Ellie and Joel from the band Wolf Alice live on WNRN. The new album is The Clearing. We're going to dip into a live track recorded at their recent show at First Avenue in Minneapolis. We're going to hear the song that opens the record, Thorns. Is there anything you want to tell us about this track before we get into it?
Yeah, I think this song is kind of, it's about the nature of performing and songwriting and putting in your work and yourself out there for people to hear and maybe the anxiety of that and yet the constant pull to do it again, you know, and so you've made a song about it, you know, it's just, it was a good one to start the album because it's just like, right.
You
Wolf Alice, recorded live at First Avenue in Minneapolis, the track Thorns on WNRN. It opens their new album, The Clearing, their fourth studio record, came out back in August. I'm chatting with Ellie and Joel from the band today, and we're speaking about the different approach sort of taken to the creation of this album. So we've already touched on that you all were inspired by the Beatles, sort of the Get Back documentary. Now, can you take us into actually writing the record? I read that you had everything sort of written out on pieces of paper. Can you tell us about that and sort of what it was like actually being in the studio recording these things?
Yeah, the scroll, as we dubbed it. We had a big scroll of paper. Well, look, we somewhat rejected the computer, like in like a way of like, this is a challenge, but also none of us can really work it. So we just ended up resorting to just writing down all the chords that were coming from people's demos and Ellie's lyrics. We had them on a big sheet of paper and we were like playing, you know, we had an acoustic guitar each and we were just like reading it off the middle of the room and just playing the song. And like, yeah, it's one of those things that maybe sounds so simple to other bands, but it's not an approach we've done. And it felt like a fresh thing, you know, this time round. And you all kind of like play along with the track and you get to this chord and everyone's like, that's not the right chord. So then you know, you chip away. It was really important. I mean, we were just in this little tiny writing room in a place called Seven Sisters in North London. And that was really the beginning of the whole thing.
Ellie, you had a quote about the approach to writing these songs that I really liked. You said, could the music mirror the play of live performance and celebrate good things rather than the things that I've always gravitated towards, the stuff that is harder to make sense of or is painful? When you're an indie band, sometimes you get very self-serious. So this was a challenge for the whole band. Writing a happy song you don't want to turn off is very hard. How did you tap into that?
I think like just chasing a feeling and a feeling that I wanted at that time to get from music. Like I really, at the time of writing and recording, I really didn't want to listen to anything that made me feel depressed or sad or anything dark. I still liked guitar music and folk music and stuff. So yeah, I was just chasing what I fancied at that moment in time.
Well, the result, White Horses, is the latest track that we've been playing. And I would say you accomplished that goal because we love this song. We have a live version of it recorded in Minneapolis a couple weeks back. Is there anything that you wanted to tell us about this song before we get into it?
Yeah, we wrote this one. I had like this little demo from towards the end of when we were still back in the UK writing songs, and I was really inspired by the route we'd taken. I was like really fascinated by what we were doing with just like acoustic guitars and the way that Ellie and Joff play acoustic guitars. And so I had this kind of weird little demo at home, and then I brought it to the guys and we just worked on it together, and it just kind of came to life. And we're, you know, in true kind of like real collaborative Wolf Alice fashion, you know. Yeah, and it just made it to the record. Yeah, it seems to be going down well live as well. It's quite good fun to play. Quite hard that time, but I need to learn my breathing technique a little bit better, I think, but getting there slowly.
Choose, yeah. My choice to choose, yeah. What I get to see the world. seen God's greener with the people closest to me. It's my choice to choose who I embrace as family. I choose you, yeah, I choose you, yeah.
Live on WNRN, White Horses, recorded at First Avenue in Minneapolis. Well, thank you both for your time today. Ellie and Joel from Wolf Alice, we really appreciate you hanging out with WNRN.
Oh, thank you for having us. It's nice to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to go out with a live version of Passenger Seat, recorded in Minneapolis. Thanks again.